Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 17th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple last week announced a number of changes coming to AirTag and the Find My network to counteract unwanted tracking and stalking. Despite these promised changes, New York Attorney General Letitia James has issued a new warning urging New Yorkers to be on the lookout for malicious AirTag users. In a consumer alert published on Wednesday, the New York Attorney General explained that New Yorkers have reported finding unknown AirTags attached to their cars, in their purses, coat pockets, and other personal property. The report doesn't go into detail on how widespread these occurrences have been in New York. Instead, the focus is on urging citizens to be aware of the possibility that an AirTag is near them. The New York Attorney General's office also provides a handful of tips that New Yorkers can use to protect themselves, including listening for unfamiliar beeping, watching for the item detected near you notification on an iPhone, downloading the Tracker Detect app from Apple on the Google Play Store for Android devices, and keeping in mind that not all unfamiliar AirTags are malicious. Today's warning from the New York Attorney General's office comes after Apple announced changes to AirTag and the Find My network last week. The company also confirmed at that time that it has been actively working with law enforcement on AirTag-related requests, and Apple also said that incidents of AirTag misuse are rare, but that each instance is one too many. In other news today, a company that sells password cracking tools said that a newly discovered vulnerability in the T2 security chip in the Mac could allow companies like this to crack passwords on these machines and bypass the lockouts. The method used here is far slower than conventional password cracking tools. It really just depends on how secure the Mac password is. If you're using a password that is as secure as possible, the total time needed could run into thousands of years. But that could fall to as little as 10 hours when the Mac owner has used a more typical password. The T2 security chip first came to the Mac in 2018, and it was used to provide a secure boot up feature for Intel Macs from that year and forward. The key to the T2 security chip is that it contains both an SSD controller and a crypto engine, allowing it to instantly decrypt and encrypt data on the fly. This can prevent an attacker from modifying macOS to gain access to the system. PassAware this week, a company that specializes in password cracking tools, is now offering an add-on module that can defeat Macs that have the T2 chip, bypassing features that are in place to prevent multiple guesses at cracking the password. So with this protection defeated, PassAware users can then apply the dictionary of their choice, and PassAware supports running around 15 passwords per second. The average password length of a Mac is just 6 characters, so PassAware says that this type of password can be cracked in around 10 hours. PassAware says that this technology is only available to government customers and private companies who can supply a valid justification for its use, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it won't ever end up in the wrong hands. Apple hasn't yet commented on this vulnerability, so in the meantime, the best advice here is to use long passwords for your Mac and don't use words that are found in a dictionary. We've got more details on these best practices at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, speaking of passwords, iCloud Keychain continues to get more powerful across all of Apple's platforms. With the forthcoming releases of iOS 15.4, iPadOS 15.4, and macOS 12.3, Apple is making it even easier to save your passwords by addressing a major pain point when it comes to password changes and new account creation. This is a situation that anyone who uses iCloud Keychain as their password manager has likely encountered. Sometimes Safari will help you create a strong and unique password for a new website or service, but it will fail to properly assign that password to your username. Instead, the password is silently saved to your iCloud Keychain without a username attached, which can make it tricky to identify when it comes time to log in again. With iOS 15.4, iPadOS 15.4, and macOS 12.3, Apple is taking steps to streamline this process. If you create a new password, but Safari isn't sure which username that password belongs to, you'll see a pop-up asking you to enter the username for your account on that specific website. This is a small change, but one that addresses a major problem with iCloud Keychain as it exists today. The change should make it far less likely that you end up with passwords that aren't assigned to a username. Not only does this further streamline the login process, but it also makes it more convenient and easier for users to create unique and strong passwords for each website, which is something everyone should be doing. iOS 15.4, iPadOS 15.4, and macOS 12.3 are currently in developer and public beta testing, and we expect a public release sometime in mid-March. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Thank you.